Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A family that lost their home and possessions in a house fire last Tuesday is now the subject of a GoFundMe page. According to the news record, Wade and Melissa Westman weren't at home when the fire started. Kelsey Gomez, a friend of the family, set up the fundraiser. The house is uninhabitable, and besides the GoFundMe page, a Meal Train page has been created for them at mealtrain.com. The current superintendent of public instruction, Brian Schroeder, will have some competition for his seat as former resident Megan Degenfeld has announced she'll be running for the position in the Wyoming primaries on August 16th. Devil's Tower had a record-breaking year last year. Visitors to the park brought almost $40 million into the regional economy. This year's pace is a bit off. 69,000 visitors have gone to the park, which is 10,000 fewer than in 2021. Eric Cedeno, otherwise known as the Bicycle Nomad, rode into Gillette after more than 13 days on the road to relive what is known as the Iron Ride, where in 1897 men of the 25th Infantry bicycled from Fort Missoula to St. Louis to determine if the bicycle could replace the cavalry. The riders were predominantly black, and Cedeno recreated the ride to bring dignity to the men of the 25th Infantry. The Campbell County Fair will hold a Ninja Nation competition on August 5th, an event that will take the place of pig wrestling, which was canceled this year due to a shortage of pigs. The 15-foot-tall, 150-foot-long course will allow competitors to race side-by-side, and according to the news record, races will be judged by Ninja Nation staff. More information can be found at campbellcountywy.gov/fair. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.